Namaskaram, listeners. Om Shanti. This is Yashuna Yogi speaking, and it's 9:05 p.m. here in Mumbai, Juhu. I'm at Baba Continental. Just arrived after giving a talk in VT station, and I am tired like anything. And I have a run tomorrow at 5:15, and to reach there, I'll have to get up at 3:15. So, and I'm hungry too. So I'm going to have something before I sleep. I've not been doing any intermittent fasting, anything, because I really need some energy to push myself. It's been a very, very tiring day for me, physically as well as mentally. So, yeah, I want to record this podcast today because then tomorrow again, it'll be very tough to record what I've done. It was a fantastic evening today, or I can say the whole day was fantastic. I woke up at around 3:45 and got to ready to run, and so we are meeting all the runners at NCPA. Vikram Baba came and picked me up at around 4:45ish, and we were there at the NCPA at around 5:30, and it was raining heavily. We sat in the car for 5 minutes and then we decided, okay, let's run in the rain. So we did our warm-up routine in the rain and we started our run. And I think till around 7 kilometers, it was raining pretty well. And then suddenly it stopped raining as the time progressed. It completely stopped raining, but we were still wet. I was running with, taking turns running with all my trainees one after the other, telling them the mantra, how to breathe, how to run with their form, proper form. And it was a good run. I enjoyed running with all the trainees and tried to correct their form while they were running. Did around 16 kilometers. And I gave various company to various trainees and got to, you know, listen to them and really motivate them whenever they faced any issues, specifically fatigue, how to manage fatigue, how to, you know, make sure that they are running properly with the proper running form, even when they are fatigued. So these were the points that I covered. And, you know, by the time we finished our run, it was around 8:30ish. So we quickly went for breakfast at Kayani's. It is a Parsi restaurant. So we had chicken patty, or you can call it patis, right? Puff. Then had keema pav, and then bun omelette. So it was a very fulfilling breakfast. And then came back to my hotel, took a shower, and immediately rushed to the Millennium Club for the swim session. And there was Uday, there was Ramit, there was Percy and Vikram. So and I gave them a session on swimming, made sure that they understand the form, corrected their techniques. And, you know, could see a good difference in their swimming form once I corrected their techniques. And then we had a cup of tea, you know, after the swim. We discussed various things, came back. I was pretty tired, slept for a while, till around 1:15ish or so. And then Seema called me up saying that my son Apus was not keeping well. There was some issue. He's having some pain, you know, on his upper eye. And so, you know, she decided to take the next flight to Mangalore and then, you know, to take care of him. We're a bit worried about his health. You know, he's not been eating well. So, you know, we decided, okay, you know, that is more priority. And we want to explain him that he has to take responsibility of his health. He has to eat well. He has to, unless he doesn't eat well, he will not be physically or mentally strong enough. So we have to give him that message. And unless he doesn't take care of his health, it's going to be very, very difficult for us to manage things out here. So anyway, Sima has gone there to explain it to him properly and nicely. Hope he understands how much important his health is, how much important diet is. That plays a big role because all these things matter a lot. Okay, so that is, we are, a bit concerned about that. Nonetheless, I woke up, I also had a few calls, and then I decided to have lunch at Ananda Cafe. You know, I've heard a lot about it. I thought, okay, let me just go there and have something which would be good, and to change my thought process and mood. So I went there and I had this avocado shake that was really nice, and I had bajra pizza, but it's a very pretty costly pace because just for these two items I paid around 851. But yeah, that's it. Then I took the rickshaw to the Andheri station, and just as I boarded, I then went for the booking. By the time I got the tickets, so one of the trains had already left around 3:15, and the next one was at 3:42. So I had to wait for another half an hour for the next train to come, which directly takes you to VT. Luckily, it was going to reach VT at around 4:30. And I managed to reach there on time. I'm enjoying this challenge of trying to understand the routes and the trains. You know, it's been 4 days, but I've been 3 days, yeah. And I've been traveling a lot through local because the traffic out in Mumbai is maddening. So I took the local to VT. And after VT, it was just a 5 minute walk. Luckily, I met Idi Pandey, who was hosting this talk for us. And so she just took me inside her cabin, and then she showed me the conference room. So it was a pretty easy thing. The talk was went off well. There were around 30 people who attended the session, and a great questions that were asked, lovely, awesome questions. So people were actually interested in knowing and learning a lot of things. So I talked about various things, right, about how to run faster, how to run longer, what does running economy mean, how to analyze your workouts, how to be efficient, how does breathing play a role. So it was an extensive, long session out there. Finished exactly at dot 7. By the time we left the place, it was around 7:20-ish, and then my next train was at 7:45. I boarded the 7:45 train from VT and came to Andheri at around 8:30-ish. 8:30-ish was where I landed. And then I was looking out for rickshaws. It took me nearly 10 minutes to find a rickshaw. And this guy said, okay, he's going to charge me 50 bucks for taking me at Juhutara Road. And I said, okay, just take me. I was very hungry and tired. And he dropped me near JWD Marriott. And then I just walked around 100 meters or so and just ordered food right now. Once it comes, I'm going to have it and I'm going to sleep. So this is how my day went. It's a pretty, pretty hectic schedule. Tomorrow is going to be another hectic day. I just want to reach the station, dump the bag and go off to sleep. You know, I'm so tired with everything around. It's been a very, very busy day for me. So I have to wake up tomorrow at around 3:15 and do all my morning routines and get ready for the run. Well, that's all I have. Mumbai is a great place, and I'm very happy to meet so many runners and the interest that people have in running, the passion that they have shown is incredible. So really looking forward for my next visit, but definitely it's not going to be so soon because it definitely is very time consuming and takes a big, big toll on me. Well, folks, that's all I have for now. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you're having a fantastic day. Take care, stay strong, keep smiling, and yes, Om Shanti.